The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Help has arrived for Kalbarri.
Yes, incredibly. So when the Premier visited Kalbarri yesterday, he described it as looking like a war zone. And now, appropriately, the troops, the ADF, has shown up to help with the cleanup. It's not just them. It is an enormous contingent of emergency services workers and volunteers, SES volunteers, and even a bunch of extra police officers. The problem is the job is just enormous. So incredible resilience, incredible will to clean up and rebuild, but they are going to need the help of the Defence Force, of the SES, and of all of the emergency services.
Yeah, it's a massive effort. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to the mayor of the Cassowary Coast, which was a region of Queensland that was hit by Cyclone Yasi in 2011. It was devastating. It caused $3.5 billion worth of damage. And one thing that he highlighted for me that I think is interesting here is that the cleanup is so difficult, the rebuild is so challenging, so many different agencies are involved that you need a strong leader to oversee it all. Previously in Queensland with Cyclone Larry, the Queensland government appointed Peter Cosgrove, who went on to become the Governor-General of Australia, in that role as a sort of a disaster coordinator, just to make sure that everybody knows what their jobs are and they're not sort of pulling in different directions. I don't think we've heard from the WA government yet if such a person has been appointed here or whether it'll be filled by Chris Dawson. It's hard to imagine him taking on that responsibility as well as being the top cop. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
It is a big call for the new Emergency Services Minister, Rhys Whitby, to make.
Massive.
And this is one of those situations you watch and you just feel sort of helpless. I mean, most of us have been to Kalbarri. We've seen that town. The pictures are so devastating. But there is something that we can do to help, and that is because the Lord Mayor's Disaster Relief Fund is back up. It's been activated, and the state government kicked it off with a $2 million donation, but they need a lot more. I don't know if you heard the stats, but I believe it's 75% of buildings in Kalbarri have been impacted by the cyclone and 1 in 10 destroyed.
Mm, it's staggering. It's going to take so long. We read in the paper today that it could take 2 years to get it back to where it was.
Yeah.
For a very popular tourism town in WA, not to mention all the locals that live there, just absolutely heartbreaking to see. I hope the Lord Mayor's Disaster Relief Fund can even get close to what it did for the bushfires. What was it, 16 million? Something like that.
Yeah, it was a record amount. And, you know, that was devastating as well. It's just one thing after another at the moment. WA can't catch a break.
Yeah, can't catch a break. Cyan, thanks for being on the show. Are you back tomorrow or we got
Matty? No, Matt Tinney. I've just been keeping Matt's seat warm, but he's back tomorrow.
Ah, well, we'll put up with Matty, I guess. thanks for all your help on the West Live this week.
Thanks for having me.